Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. And oh, by the way, happy Halloween. This is a great holiday, second only to Christmas in decorations, I understand. I'm not much of a Halloween person, but that's okay. Lots of people are, and I think it's a great holiday. We used to take the kids around. Now I get to enjoy handing out treats to about 300 kids at my house every year. What happens to all those treats? Well, obviously they go home. And when they go home, a lot of times they get dumped out someplace and sorted. I saw one guy on TV today said, yes, my dad always sorted mine and took his five favorites and then gave me the rest of the candy. I don't know whether that still happens or not, but that's a possibility, I guess. What about your dog and your cat? Well, if you leave the candy lying around, and likewise the candy wrappers or the sticks on the suckers, your dog particularly is going to go see what that's all about. Good smells, chocolate. Oh, dogs love chocolate. Chocolate is not good for dogs. Milk chocolate is not as dangerous as dark chocolate, but dark chocolate is very dangerous. What it does is it causes the heart to go very, very fast, increase respiration rate, and just simply hypes your dog up like you drinking a couple, three espressos, one right after another. Also, raisins. Some people give those out. No raisins for your dogs. I didn't know this one for several years. This seems to be kind of new on the horizon, but raisins are not good for your dog. One of the things that we don't think about is sugar-free gum. If your sugar-free gum has xylitol in it, that is very toxic to dogs. A small dog eating one piece of xylitol gum could kill them. This is very serious. It causes a heart block. So do not let them have sugar-free gum unless you know there's no xylitol in it, and my real honest opinion is don't let them have it anyway. Always pick up those candy wrappers, all those good things. While we're talking about treats for your kids, let's talk a little bit about treats for dogs, because we had an announcement again from USDA this week that said that there are treats coming from China that are causing dogs to become sick and dying. We as veterinarians got a notice that anybody that we suspect that this is going on, they want blood samples, and if the animal dies, tissue samples. They're still trying to figure out what's going on. And until they do, here's my recommendation. Look at the treats you purchase, wherever you purchase them, I don't care. Look at them. If it says from China, do not feed them to your dog until we get this thing figured out. Everybody wants to be nice to their dogs, give them great treats. I'm all in favor of treats for dogs. I give them out all the time at my office. I use freeze-dried liver there. But these treats coming from China have something wrong with them, and we just can't figure it out. So just avoid them. That's the simple way. The other thing about Halloween is people come to your house. And they come in funny costumes and making lots of noises. They ring the doorbell. If your dog is one of those that barks every time the doorbell rings, he may be hoarse by the time the night is over. Not only that, it's liable to frighten him. Also, some of the costumes are kind of scary, to be real honest with you. They're designed to be that way. This is supposed to be a scary holiday. I'd say that you probably should put your dog someplace else unless he's one who loves scary costumes and loud noises and the doorbell ringing all night. Put him in a back room, put some music on, give him his favorite blanket and a couple of toys. Try to keep him as calm as you possibly can. You know, it's just scary if you think about it. Somebody comes to your door, rings the doorbell, you open the door, scary costume, they're yelling, trick or treat, trick or treat. And your dog is going, wait a minute, what is going on? This never happens. So protect your dog from that kind of scary stuff. Another thing that we haven't thought about too much, I don't think, is we used to use a lot of candles inside pumpkins, and some people still do. Well, if you have a dog and he upsets it because he gets frightened with somebody ringing the doorbell or excited, then candles and pumpkins probably is not a good idea if you have an animal. Okay, that's what you're not supposed to do. Well, what if that doesn't work out? Your dog got a hold of two big candy bars, ate them down, dark chocolate, Hershey's, great, love those things. And you know it's not good for your dog because he only weighs 12 pounds. You need to give him hydrogen peroxide. Plain old hydrogen peroxide you buy in the store. Always have that around. Make him vomit. Make him vomit by giving him orally hydrogen peroxide. Dosage varies from a half a teaspoon to 2 or 3 tablespoons depending on the size of your dog. But I will tell you this. If you give them enough hydrogen peroxide, they will puke it up. And they will puke everything in their stomach. One of the veterinarians sent in a picture this year to one of the contests on what did my dog eat. Dog ate 13 golf balls. He gave him peroxide. He puked all 13 of them up. So it does work. It makes your dog puke. So have hydrogen peroxide on hand in case there's something wrong. So make sure you pick up all of the papers, all of the candy, all of the sticks, so that your dog is going to be happy at Halloween as your kids are. So be careful, have fun, and this is Dr. Keith Leonard at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa, wishing you a happy Halloween.